Hello, my dears. I'd like to invite you to a short test of the Tuya Smart Life Wi-Fi controlled CAN switch dimmer, model WF-DS01. Here I will show its interior, discuss how it is built, draw its schematic, and finally I will also show on an oscilloscope how the TRIAC power control looks like. As is customary, I will also check how the situation is with its alternative open-source firmware. Buy Tuya Smart Life Wi-Fi Dimmer. I found the product under the keyword Wi-Fi Dimmer Switch, EU Plug Wall Light Touch Switch, Tuya Smart Life App for Alexa, for about $20, in our PLN 80. It is also worth searching for this product by model name, WF-DS01. I made the purchase already after the 1st of July 2021, i.e., after the introduction of adding VAT to shipments. But there was no problem with the purchase anyway. The additional amount is still added when buying the item. Offer screenshot. Two colors of the product are available. Specification by seller. Promotional graphics. Wiring diagram. Related topics. I have already written several topics about Wi-Fi products based on ESP or similar chips. I mainly show the interiors there. I also describe there the process of programming such a switch and using it with the manufacturer's app, Blitzwolf, Smart Life, Tuya, EWELink, or Tasmota. I recommend to read these topics. I will not repeat all the information several times, and they usually apply to all such products. List below. BWLT30, i.e. Wi-Fi adapter for bulb, test, teardown, and ESP firmware upload. Here with Hello World example for ESP on Arduino IDE. Wi-Fi controlled electrical socket, BWSHP8, commissioning and testing, based on TYWE2S module. Test and interior of BWSS3, or Wi-Fi light switch from Blitzwolf, based on TYWE3S module. Socket plug with Wi-Fi PS16M and EWELink Coolkit app. Test and teardown. ESP8285 sits loose inside. Smart Life switch. Test, interior, and programming of a light switch on Wi-Fi. Similar switch, but without RF and description of programming it in Arduino via cables. SC301 Smart Life switch and ESP firmware upload via Wi-Fi. Tuya Convert OTA. This time programming via Wi-Fi. No need to open the case. No soldering of cables. Wi-Fi Q-Touch switch plugged only into L-wire. Test, interior, schematic. Interesting switch, which is implemented on a thyristor rather than a relay, but also has an ESP8285 inside. Wi-Fi Smart Life single color LED strip dimmer. Test, interior, schematic. Interesting LED strip driver on MOSFET and WB3S transistor. Tuya Smart Switch, WLSW01_16, 16 amp Wi-Fi. Test, interior, WB2S, slightly larger relay for higher current. Sonoff Basic ZBR3, the famous relay version on Zigbee. Interior, schematic, a little variety from Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi door, window sensor. Test, interior, integration with other devices, sensor based on XR809, XR2 module. Zigbee thermometer, hygrometer, with LCD TSO201 RSH ZBHS01, Tuya. Battery-powered temperature humidity display, this time on Zigbee. Interior of the TH06 clock thermometer, hygrometer, and reverse engineering of its protocol. Calendar on WB3S, and a bit about processing data packets in binary format via a C program. Tuya Smart Life 4CH10A quad channel Wi-Fi relay. Slightly larger controller, unfortunately on WB3S. Self open source firmware for XR809, compatible with Tasmota HTTP Home Assistant. Detailed description of how to create a custom batch for the door sensor on XR809. Additionally, a topic about Tasmota and the DIY version of the Wi-Fi relay. ESP8266 and Tasmota. Step-by-step Wi-Fi relay control. Additionally, I recommend a topic about Home Assistant, which can control a collection of such devices. Home Assistant Tutorial, Configuration, Wi-Fi, MQTT, Zigbee, Tasmota Shipping. Contents of the set, I placed the order on 24/07. The package was advised, did not fit in the box, on 10/08. The parcel was sent from Belgium. The switch is in the box, only slightly protected from damage. Product model, WFDS01. Set contents, instructions. Tasmota support. In topics in this series, I have often checked whether a product supports Tasmota, which is an alternative.